Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
Now, I'm sure you'll agree with me when I say that South Africa has just about everything it takes to be a global film tourist hotspot. We've got great landscapes. We've got a rich and diverse culture. And to the best of my knowledge, world-class production capabilities at a fraction of maybe Hollywood's costs. But here's the catch. Are we telling the right story? Are we leveraging our full potential? And I want to explore that in a little more detail tonight, how the stories that we create today can become tourist attractions that would obviously drive visitors to heritage sites, cities, and off the beaten track gems. So film tourism, I'm led to believe, is one of the keys to transforming South Africa and boosting jobs and also funding the preservation of cultural treasures. It's quite a mouthful, but bear with me. I'm going to talk now to Hannes Engelbrecht, who's a lecturer at the Department of Historical and Heritage Studies at the University of Pretoria, and let's see how this can aid and abet the economy. So Hannes, good evening to you and welcome. Film tourism, not everyone knows what that is, so maybe a quick definition. And then tell me why you think it's a powerful tool for attracting international tourism.
Thanks, Jeremy. Good evening to you and a good evening to your listeners. So film tourism is many things, multiple things, but a couple of examples is the direct spend. First of all, film crews are high-end tourists in and of themselves. So that is direct, if they film in South Africa, for example, that is direct spend into tourism income. Then there is the image that it creates. So it's almost a promotional activity for our tourism products. If a big blockbuster is shot in our cities or our landscapes, it sells our country for potential tourists. And then there's also these film tourism products themselves, spin-offs from big blockbusters. So, for example, you can think of places like Hobbiton in New Zealand, or the Harry Potter film tour experience in close to London, as examples.
And people really will make a beeline, won't they, to see something that they've been on the big screen. The trick, of course, is to make sure that the entire experience, Hannes, is leveraged and maximized to its full potential.
Indeed, yes. So from a South African perspective, it could help us diversify our stories, but also then help us develop some of these products, which we actually have already. We've had some of them for some time. One of the earlier examples is the Shakaland Cultural Village, close to Isho in KZN. Actually started as the film set for Shaka Zulu. The younger members of our audience won't know, but that was in the 1980s. It was a BBC-produced, if I remember correctly, filmed TV series.
What about, more broadly, heritage sites themselves? Are they able to benefit from film-related tourism? So what I'm asking you is those that exist already and not those that are specifically constructed.
They do indeed. They do carry some renewal in them. And there's also a flip side to that, which is over-tourism, which is not always asked for. So another example, for example, is Dubrovnik in Croatia, which is most famous now for Game of Thrones, but it was a World Heritage City long before Game of Thrones. But then also in a South African capacity, there was some newer requests. The Shakaland, the new Shaka Ilembe, was shot in the Greater Cradle of Humankind Reserve, and there was some requests. Was this film shot here? Is it here? So there was some requests for that from tourists.
So, Hannes, you make a very strong case then for film tourism. Are there specific barriers, in your opinion, that prevent this country then from fully leveraging film tourism opportunities? Does it all come down to the money?
Money is a big story, yes. Direct investment in films. So there is some investment and some policies around that. So the Department of Trade, Industry, and cooperation, has got some incentives for filming in the country to attract and make South Africa a film attractive location. But there's also other legislative and bureaucratic barriers that film crews find. For example, filming permits at certain locations take long, which puts some challenges and barriers on filming in South Africa, which then would not allow the latter spin-offs and things like that. There's also better integrations between film and tourism that's needed. There is some, again, some good signs here. Newly, for example, the KZN Film and Tourism Authority, which is an international trend previously, but it's just recently been established, so that you put those two together to explore those linkages.
You, of course, do need the guidelines and the guardrails, but you can't be over-bureaucratic about this, as you're suggesting.
Indeed, yes, yes. So there needs to be permits, there needs to be health and safety. If you have got to close a road in Johannesburg, as many people in Johannesburg found very disgruntled in for the filming of Avengers Age of Ultron, there's some barriers that needs to be put up, but also there's some of those things that can be more easily accomplished, particularly from permits on specific locations. Sometimes take long.
Yeah. Is there a reasonable quantification as to how local communities, one, participate, and two, benefit from these tourism film initiatives? And again, if the right pressure comes from a particular area, region, or community, that's surely going to add a bit of weight to the benefit down the line.
We've got some estimates. It's very hard to quantify, but we've got some estimates in the sense that there is direct job creation for extras and things in the film sector. And then, of course, the spin-off tourisms, like the Shakerland example. And then just in terms of a growth industry, the direct film spend, we have a growth estimate here from last year, 2023-2024, which was about 2.5 billion, and the projection for next year is up to about 5 billion in spent. So there is that, and then the multipliers, of course. So restaurants, crafts, food, all the other multipliers that go with tourism as well.
That is a serious amount of money that you're talking about, and potentially a sizable contributor to GDP.
It is indeed. It's part of the greater creative and cultural industries that we have in South Africa, it does have some, but it has some major potential for growth, and I think that is where we come from, is that it does have these multipliers and these spin-offs as well, with then potential more diversified job creation in the lesser known areas even.
So perhaps the challenge for next year is to position us as a global destination through the lens of film and storytelling. That is a very, very interesting assessment. Hannes Engelbrecht, I do appreciate your time. Lecturer at the Department of Historical and Heritage Studies at the University of Pretoria.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.